I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said during a Tuesday news conference that legislation that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China is dead. The embattled Lam conceded the public still had lingering doubts about the government's sincerity or worries whether the government will restart the process if the Legislative Council. Lam called the attempts at passing the bill a total failure, but did not say whether the bill is being totally withdrawn, as protesters have demanded. The bill sparked massive demonstrations from the moment it was introduced in April, with opponents alarmed about extraditing criminal suspects to China, which has substantially different legal systems than Hong Kong. The sentiment was shared along a wide cross-section of Hong Kong society, from international business groups to legal societies and pro-democracy parties. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to address a rift among members of her caucus, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
As the House of Representatives returns to Washington after a week-long 4th of July break, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants legislation passed to address conditions at temporary holding facilities along the southern border. Pelosi has sent House Democrats a letter saying legislation must be passed to ease the abhorrent conditions for migrant children at temporary holding facilities. Before leaving Washington for the Independence Day break, the House approved a $4.6 billion border bill passed by the Senate that President Trump signed into law. But many House progressives and Hispanics voted no on the measure. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A massive continent-wide police operation has netted 24 tons of anabolic steroid powder and 234 arrests across Europe. It also resulted in the closure of 9 underground labs that produced performance-enhancing drugs and the dismantling of 17 organized crime groups. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New research suggests that the likelihood of teens using pot is slightly